tourism is one of those industries that's hopefully going to regenerate the economy, and especially in Donegal, it's one of our most important industries. And if we can welcome more visitors back to the county, then that's all the better. I mean, Donegal and Ireland, indeed, relies heavily on our diaspora, and an initiative like this specifically targets people with an affinity to Ireland and people who are predisposed to the whole St. Patrick's celebration, so it's definitely one to be welcomed.
Tourism often, though, needs and requires a lot of future planning. Is the deadline too tight to have everything in place for a major event this time next year?
We can start in 2011, we can plan, we can develop. This initiative has to be driven from the grassroots also, so I think that one of the most important parts of this is we're going to look at all different types of media in terms of developing it and look at the whole social media aspect of it and try to get people from all around the world to input into the initiative, and hopefully then in 2012 we'll be ready to celebrate it and make it into an international event of note.
Obviously the likes of Fáilte Ireland, Uddersfield na Gaeltacht would be expected to be on board, but it's key, I suppose, that the private tourism providers embrace this and run with it too.
One of the first things that we're hoping to do is we're going to develop this through the Tourism Sectoral Forum of Donegal County Development Board, and all of those stakeholders that you mentioned are on board that. In addition to that too, we've got the private sector players there too, so it's about developing in a partnership approach, and hopefully then that it'll turn into, a world-class event, and hopefully then we'll be able to be the envy of New York and Boston as opposed to people going out there, you know.